The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Wednesday morning to you. It is a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Fubo Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. How you doing? What's happening? What's happening, party people? Kelly Bidlin is here as well, producer number nine, so much more than a producer. How you doing, Kelly?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Oh, we're loaded. We're packed.
Got a lot to get to.
We're jammed.
Danger.
Watch yourself. Kelly and I got thug life tattoos across our abdomens yesterday. Sort of a thing we do.
That's right, yeah.
On the show today, we should probably not go down that road with the artist you were just talking about. Sia Nejad will join us to talk both PGA President's Cup. You bet in the President's Cup, Kelly, this week? Anything?
I have one single bet. I don't think I'll be adding on anymore. I have a bet from about 7 weeks ago on Team USA at about half the price of what it is right now. Actually, less than half the price.
We'll talk briefly with Sia about the format, how you can bet that, because there's different ways to bet it. Of course, we'll talk NFL. He's got about four plays in the National Football League. Mike Pritchard will join us to talk NFL. A little baseball in the second hour. Will Hill and Jason Weingarten both, though not together, to talk baseball and football. Will's got football picks as well. And then here's the big deal. 45 minutes from now, Michael Craig is going to run it back from Right Angle Sports. If you recall last week, I don't know if it was Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. I can't remember.
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Michael Craig came on here from Right Angle Sports, and we did a live release for Right Angle Sports with Michael Craig. And remember, the format is such that he is going to, here's what's going to happen. He's going to give us a rotation number and either a side or total in college football. You are not going to bet it immediately. You are going to load it up in your bet slip at whatever book you're looking at. You're going to have 30 seconds to find that and put it in your bet slip. But then he's going to either say the word go or cancel. This is to keep the sports books honest because, trust me, everybody's listening 45 minutes from now for this, because everybody is aware of when Right Angle Sports releases something. So last week it was an immediate go, and it was Wyoming plus 17. You know how that one turned out, Kelly?
I believe they won straight up.
They won straight up. They won outright. By the way, somebody bet it like so, and while we were on the air, right, it was plus 17. It got as low as plus 14.5, plus 14. And by game time, somebody had bet it back to like plus 16.5.
I saw multiple 16.5.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever hit 17 again, but there was a few 16.5s.
Not sure who did that, but outright, as you said, right? Wyoming wins it outright. Now, can we guarantee that kind of performance every week? Of course not. But what's going to happen is he's either going to say go on the first one we put up there, or he's going to say cancel. If he says cancel, then we're going to give another rotation. He is, and with either a side or total. You're going to do the same thing, 30 seconds to fill up your bet slip. And then he's going to say go or cancel. Again, we'll keep doing this till he says go. That is coming up at about 10:45 Eastern, 7:45 Pacific. It went swimmingly well last week. Why not do it again? We'll do it right here on the show. Kelly and I will talk teasers in the National Football League. I can think of nothing but Survivor. I said something yesterday about Survivor, Kelly, which I think you often go home and say, you know, I said something, and I think I should emphasize that more. Do you ever have that feeling?
Yeah. More often I go home and I say, you know what? I said something, and it was not correct, or it was very idiotic.
I'll do that, too. Like, I had to clarify my why you go for two down eight.
That's true. Yeah,
right?
You do. Yeah,
I do that, too. But yesterday I was like, you know, with Survivor, I'm just trying to think in the circa era of Survivor. Can we call it an era? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Which is 2 years and 2 weeks. I said something yesterday. I think it's the first time, and this has a lot to do with what the lines themselves are, right? Because there's very few big favorites. But it's the first time where I'm openly like recommending games that are close to a pick 'em or, you know, up to 2 point favorites, because I like some of those better than I like the five or sixes. That's how wacky this has become. But we'll get to Survivor as well. Okay, baseball. Baseball center stage yesterday. I hope people are watching this. This pennant race between the Braves and the Mets. I did bet the Braves again yesterday, Kelly. I have bet them like five consecutive days, not to win, which would all come home, but I keep betting them to win the division at numbers between plus 175 and plus 190. Yesterday, Braves get by the Nationals 3-2, the Kenley Jansen experience in the ninth inning, the full Jansen experience. Braves get it done against the Nats, as expected, even though it was a sweat, and the Mets down 4-0 to the Brewers, and the Brewers needed this. The Brewers are 2.5 behind the Padres for the last playoff spot. 2.5 behind the Phillies, I believe. I believe it's the Phillies or the Padres. One of them, I can never remember at this point. But the Brewers are 2.5 out. They need to win these games. They're 4-0. And in the sequencing Hall of Fame game for the Mets last night, they had a grand total of 4 hits and ended up 2 of them going out of the yard. One was a 3-run shot from Pete Alonso, which was preceded by, among other things, a hit by pitch. And then the next inning, this is in the 7th, the Mets go yard. Francisco Lindor grand slam with 3 walks preceding his homer.
Oh, man, is that how the bases got juiced?
Yeah, it's how they got juiced.
I saw the grand slam. I didn't see that part of it.
Mets win it 7-5. They turn a 4-0 deficit into a 7-4 lead, eventually win it 7-5. And so both the Mets and the Braves keep winning. And here's the deal. Now, I'm going to throw this out to William Hill again later on the show. Will Hill, let's call him, just to differentiate.
Brewers 2.5 back by the from the Phillies.
Phillies, okay.
Yeah, Padres 1.5 up on the Phillies.
So 2.5 behind the Phillies. So I'll throw this out to Will Hill and Jason Weingarten later, and I'm going to let the hate wash over me. But I figure, since we had Josh Towers on last week, and he made the claim that the Yankees would sit Aaron Judge. We'll get to Aaron Judge momentarily. He said, I think the Yankees are going to sit Aaron Judge, regardless of how many homers he has, if they clinch the division, even if there's 10 games left. To which I responded, are you serious about that? And Josh was adamant about it. So as long as we're making outlandish claims, I would like to throw out something. First of all, I invented the question mark. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding about that.
I think you just said it dead on. He used to make outlandish claims.
Yes.
Like he invented the question mark.
Is that Mojo? Austin Powers? Okay. So I was just thinking last night, and when I get to thinking, bad things happen, outlandish things happen. So I'm thinking to myself, here's the deal. Let's say, work with me, let's say the Mets, because right now the Mets and the Braves are tied in the loss column. The Mets have 12 games left. The Braves have 14 left. They play 3 against each other, all in Atlanta. Though the schedule right now tips a little bit towards the Mets because the Mets only have 1 left against the Brewers, while the Braves still have 4 left against the Phillies. So scheduling-wise, it tips back into the Mets' favor. By the way, both of these two teams play this morning. The Braves play the Nationals at 12:20 Eastern, 9:20 Pacific, and then that's quickly followed a couple hours later, early game between the Mets and the Brewers. That is Hauser against Walker. Mets short favorites, -125 favorites against the Brewers. Atlanta, huge favorites again against Washington. But I was thinking, if the Mets fall a game behind, or let's say 2, work with me. It's a big if. But let's say the Mets lose today. That's not outlandish. Braves keep winning, and the Braves somehow get to a 2-game lead in the loss column. Do you think it's possible that the Mets in their heads, and we'll never know because they'll never admit this, but do you think at some point, not now, I'm not saying they're thinking that now they're trying to win the division, but if they got 2 games behind, do you think they'd get to a point at any point during the season where they're like, you know what? We're actually better off with a 4th seed than we are winning this division. Now, people are like, what? You got to be crazy. What are you talking about? Well, here's what I'm talking about. You got to look ahead. The object is, just like in Survivor, the object is not to survive. The object is to win it all. Could the Mets at some point, and the postseason is so bunched up, so it's going to wreak havoc on rotations like never before. So that's obviously consideration. But could the Mets at some point, if they fall behind, make the calculus of, you know what, we're better off taking on the Dodgers in a best of 5 than we are in a best of 7? So if we end up the 4th seed and we get by either the Phillies or the Padres, whoever that ends up being, probably one of those two teams, even though our rotation will be a little non-perfect as we want it to be, could we make the calculus that it's better off playing, because the 4-5 winner plays the number 1 seed, the Dodgers, could we make the calculus at that point that getting the Dodgers in a smaller sample size series is actually better than them playing them in a best of 7 because it doesn't allow the Dodgers' offense to manifest over time? I just wonder if at some point, if you fall behind, do you just sort of settle for that? There's so many, and by the way, the Mets and the Braves both have to consider what rotations they have, even in the regular season now, let alone the postseason. And this is what makes baseball, and this is what makes this new format even that much more interesting. It's the old Deion Sanders line when he played both sports. He said, baseball is my brain, football is my brain on crack. It was kind of a nod to the old anti-drug commercial of the 70s and 80s. What he was trying to say was he actually kind of liked baseball a little better. What I say with betting is football is betting on crack. Betting on baseball is your brain. Betting on football is your brain on crack. I really believe the thing swirling around these two teams is fascinating, heading in not only into the postseason, but during the regular season. How are the Mets going to situate their rotation to plan for when they play the Braves? How are the Braves going to plan? Do they try to rejigger it and have Strider playing in there, or do they say, let's try to take a bigger lead before we get to that series? But I think that's the thing that I mentioned there, again, making outlandish theories here. As long as Towers said that about Judge, I feel like I have free rein to just tell you all my thoughts. I think that is something that at some point you capitulate. That's all I'm saying. At some point you capitulate and you think about, maybe this isn't the worst thing in the world, because we get the Dodgers in a best of five instead of best of seven. Obviously, you got to get through a best of three before that, but they're all going to be at home. And you still have Scherzer and DeGrom. So anyway, it's fascinating. The whole thing is fascinating. I am, how can I put this, Kelly? Rather invested.
Yeah, you are.
In the Braves. We'll come back. We'll talk about Aaron Judge and the remarkable season he has put together with his 60th homer last night. Talk about the odds on him winning the Triple Crown. Survivor and Teaser Wednesdays. Not exactly alliteration, but that's what we're going with. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. Aaron Robbins, who was kind enough to visit us after the show, one of our faithful listeners, came in studio. He was saying, it's amazing how many references you guys have on these shows. And I'm like, I'm glad somebody's catching them.
Yeah, seriously.
A little mystical and B.O.B. in the first segment.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad someone's catching them out there.
I'm glad somebody's getting it. Otherwise, I've just turned into, this was before your time, the first ever original show on HBO, Dream On. Brian Benben was the star of it. All he did was remember old movies. That's all he thought. And so that's sort of happening to me musically now in my old age.
I had a dream last night of Siwoo Kim losing a lot of money. I don't know why. I hope Siwoo Kim's okay, because I had a dream where they lost a lot of money in a golf match. I don't know why. I don't know where it was. I don't know where it came from.
So not you losing money betting on him.
Yeah, no.
Just Siwoo himself.
Siwoo Kim himself losing money.
So you dream
it's like $5 million.
You're dreaming about random golfers losing money.
It's a problem.
Somebody can't wait to bet golf again. How'd you do in the Fortinet?
Oh, pretty terrible. One, like two matchup bets, but yeah, luckily it was a small bet tournament. Wish I would have just bet Homa again. I did that last year. Worked pretty well.
How about the ending of that tournament?
That was wild. Poor Danny Willett, man.
Describe that. So Homa chipped in. What happened?
Yeah, so they were both up there. Homa in the sand down. Okay, what was it? It was down one. He chips in for birdie, I believe. So he had... and then Willett had a birdie putt to win, misses the birdie putt, par to tie, misses the par putt.
And that was a gimme, right?
Yeah. Brutal. I mean, the birdie putt was makeable.
Max Homa, back-to-back for Max Homa. Leaflet. All right, Aaron Judge yesterday hit his 60th home run of the year. He also took the lead in batting average in the American League. So if the season were to end right at this moment, he would win both the Triple Crown and, of course, end the season with a home run title. But he's still one shy of the American League and Yankees record held by Roger Maris. But he tied Babe Ruth's high mark for home runs in a season, and here was the Yankees' call on it.
The 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow. All rise. Here comes the judge.
They got every judge cliche in there. Yeah. That's
gotta get them all.
John Sterling on WFAN with the call.
We have the mob. Isaiah, if you got the mob going for the ball afterward,
all right, can we talk about
caught on camera?
Look at this. This is in the in the Bronx, in the stands, going for ball number 60. Now the dude who gets this ball decides not to sell it.
He didn't. Yes, he didn't want anything from Judge. What did we end up getting? He ended up getting tickets and another signed ball from Judge. Is that what you said, Sean? Cool. Thanks, Sean.
Sean, who reads the paper every morning with no information.
Yeah, he knew all about it. So I believe that's what he ended up getting. But yeah, he didn't ask for anything.
He didn't ask for anything.
I would have been like, hey, Aaron, how about cut me a check for 100K? Let's call it a day. Thanks.
Timothy.
I'm not a great person. I've never claimed to be a great person.
T-Nice, Timothy. Aaron, give me that. It's the thing about this, though. Now, it won't be as valuable as 61. It won't be as valuable as 62.
Sure, yeah.
But still.
Pal. I mean, you know, when you're in the same sentence as Babe Ruth.
Yes. So now, again, we said yesterday, remember we've been following that Triple Crown prop over at William Hill, and good on them for having this up. Yesterday, even, we talked to Ball Sport about it, the yes on Judge winning the Triple Crown was plus 130. Now he is a slight favorite to win the Triple Crown, which, again, hasn't been done since Miguel Cabrera did it in 2012. Prior to that, it had been 45 years. Carl Yastrzemski doing it in 67. By the way, you know who did it in 66, Kelly?
Who did?
Frank Robinson. But those that's the Triple Crown. That's it. Now, Sporer said yesterday, he's like, well, it's a made-up stat. Yeah, it is, but we've lived with it forever. So you got to give Judge credit. At this point, you have Aaron Judge perhaps winning a Triple Crown with 60 homers.
That is wild.
And he's on pace for 66, by the way. Now William Hill, Eric Biggio, tweeted this out to us. Thank you, Eric. Now the prop is, which team will Aaron Judge hit his 62nd home run against? So not his 61st, but his 62nd, the American League and Yankee record breaker. Who would he do it against? And now, so if you look at the old Yankees schedule on this,
and this is one, Gil, compare odds where we had some guys downstairs. We were like, Pirates 14-1. You know, he could hit two tonight and get there. Now, if you're gonna play that, look at other markets. I think you could find two plus home runs on Judge at 18-1. Or
yeah, maybe. No 62nd home run, meaning that he only hits one or fewer the rest of the way. Yankees have 15 games left. Is 12-1. The next series, though, is obviously the short shot. That's the Red Sox. He's got four opportunities at home against the Red Sox, plus 125. That is followed by the Blue Jays, then the Orioles, then the Rangers in that order to close out the season. So those are that's creative. So many ways you can bet on this stuff. Meanwhile, Albert Pujols stuck on 698.
Man, Red Sox plus 125. Like, that is that's something.
That might... Doesn't that feel like it's a good bet?
I mean, it does a little. I mean, the Blue Jays at plus 180, I feel like that's the one you can't bet. That's the series after Boston, I'm guessing. Yeah. So that's four games later. I'd be too scared. I don't think that's a good enough number on the Blue Jays.
Yankees, by the way, we should point out, Judge hit that home run in the ninth when they were down four runs to the Pirates. And then subsequent in that inning, Giancarlo Stanton, walk-off slam.
What an incredible, like, just ending to the game, period. I mean, that's all going to get lost because of the Judge home run. But, yeah, I didn't see it live. Watching the highlights, though, that was an amazing ending.
I feel I should take this opportunity once again to say that in 1979, the National League gave out co-MVPs to Willie Stargell and Keith Hernandez. Take that for what you will. Because, seriously,
Gil will keep fighting, people. He's
amazing.
Not going to let it go, no matter what you want.
No, I mean, there's a difference between who I would vote for and who I actually think is going to win it, right? I actually think, I don't even know how many votes Shohei's going to get at this point, even though he's Mookie Betts and Max Scherzer put together.
It is wild.
It's incredible. All right, teasers. Teaser Wednesdays, Kelly. As always, Kelly.
Oh, teaser time. Because we got a fancy new open for it, Kelly.
Teaser time, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What teaser? All right, these are always done with a little bit of subjectiveness from Kelly Bidlin.
A little poetic
Your
license.
Teaser options for the week. We got Titans. versus the Raiders, home or against the Raiders. Texans at the Bears +2.5. Titans +2.5. Chargers laying 7 home against the Jaguars. Packers catching 2.5 at the Bucks. Falcons catching 1.5 at the Seahawks. Broncos catching 1.5 home against the 49ers. And the Cowboys catching 2.5 at the Giants.
I hate every one of them except the last one.
You remember last week there was like no Wong teaser options and we still had teasers? This week there's like all these Wong teaser options. I'm like, I don't really like any of these.
Here's the thing. I love the Cowboys one at the end. I actually think the Cowboys win that game outright, but I'll take the 8.5. Thank you very much. Against the Giants.
I have no problem with that. I ended up playing Falcons because this number's been running down. It was 2, but 1.5s are starting to pop. I didn't want it to get out of teaser territory, so I did end up making a teaser bet on the Falcons with the Eagles. Actually, teasing the Eagles down on the road against the Commanders. That's what we're left with this week, and that's the only teaser bet I'm going to have.
How dare you. Let me just go over the top here. Titans catching 8.5 versus the Raiders. I mean, again, the only thing I'm thinking in my head is, what is the volatility quotient?
It's too much with the Raiders.
Right. And the Titans too, right? Because we saw the Titans, again, the Ryan Tannehill face and body language when they start losing games like that. It's like, do you care, Ryan Tannehill, about this? So,
and they're a one-way-to-winning team, right? Like, Derrick Henry's going to cut through the Raiders' defense, yep. And they're going to control time of possession, and they'll win that game outright, or Derek Carr and that offense are going to explode, and the Titans are not going to be able to catch up.
So just real quick, I mean, so that worries me about the Titans, right? Both the Titans and Raiders, volatile outcomes. The Texans against the Bears, well, yeah, normally I would say, yeah, sure, I'll take 8.5 against the Bears. But you saw David Montgomery on that drive, you know, like they can gash you to death. The Bears can. So I could see the Bears actually winning that game by more than 8.5. Chargers, what's the Justin Herbert story against the Jags? I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
I don't think you could tease that this week, Gil. Because then you're involving another team, too. Like, if you were really wanting to bet the Chargers, you wait till absolute game time and just lay the points.
I like the Buccaneers against the Packers because I think that defensive unit's the best unit on the field, and I could see them crushing the Packers by double digits. I don't hate your Falcons play. I might like that second best to Dallas. And then I guess, you know, when we were doing guessing lines, I had the Niners -3. When we were here Monday morning, the Broncos were favored. Now it's coming my way. But you know how I feel about the Niners and the Broncos.
Yeah.
I think the Niners could roll them.
That's the only one I'm upset about this week. I wish I would have teased that on Sunday.
Sometimes when you snooze, you lose. See a Najat on the other side. For Wynn Daily Sports, we'll talk PGA and the NFL with him. He's got 4 plays in the NFL. Thoughts on the President's Cup next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Start your football season on the right foot by subscribing to VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, 24/7 videos, season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides, covering every game all season long, pro tools like our exclusive betting splits and pro tips. Updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game. Sign up on our discounted football special and get VSiN Pro access to everything we do from now through the Super Bowl for only $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Stringfellow Hawk, LOL. Make him say, I will add, Kelly, na-na-na-na, by the way. Yeah. He says, nothing gets the day started better than some No Limit. Kevin Downs. No, I don't want to do Kevin Downs. Kid Ego. Sorry about that, Kevin. Kid Ego, Cardinal McGee. I've been thinking the same thing about rotations with the Yankees and Astros. Are they planning their rotations already for when they play each other? Hashtag gambling Twitter. Craig Parlay. Craig Parlay, Kelly. Not Jeff Parlay, but Craig Parlay.
Oh.
From whose loins Jeff Parlay sprang.
Oh, for real? We got Jeff's dad chiming in. All right, what's up?
He says, since Grover Cleveland isn't there, I feel compelled to defend the Mets. No question the Braves have a superior lineup, maybe the best overall in MLB, but baseball's funny. It may end up that Atlanta is the team that needs to prepare for the 5-game series versus LA. There's no question about that. No question about that. Again, the bet is not that anybody knows who's going to win the division. The bet is simply, I just love that price, and I think that price is out of whack. By the way, Craig Parlay should know, that I floated the idea by text to both Jeff Parlay and Will Hill, and I was giggling the whole time I was writing it because I was like, these guys are going to think I'm crazy. We'll see what Will Hill has to say later. Joe Abraham, Dream On was a great show. That and Larry Sanders were great. Looking forward to Right Angle Sports coming on. Yes, Right Angle Sports in 15 minutes with a release live on air. Chris Bellin says, hope I did my math correctly here. Oh, I don't know what he's talking about there. Sorry about that. I'm just Ron Burgundying through these. I should have edited better. Jamie Leva, I love that show Dream On. I'm picking up what you and Kelly are throwing down and appreciate it. Love the show. Thank you. And on, we appreciate all the feedback. Sia Najad works for Win Daily Sports. Sia was kind enough to join us in studio a couple weeks back. Talk a little PGA and NFL. Sia, how you doing, man?
Guys, I miss you. It was so nice being in studio. And by the way, to start a day with No Limit, that's great. But for some reason, I was thinking of those old sort of hip-hop songs. Eni Kamozi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Great way to start your day. Also, fun fact about Grover Cleveland. I don't get the reference that you all just made, but he's the only president to serve two terms, but non-consecutively. He was our 22nd and 24th U.S. president.
Sia, that's the whole point. Jeff was my fifth and my eighth producer. That's the whole reference.
Oh, that's the reference. I get it. Yes. See, I knew it would be... It would be a Gil Alexander educational reference, and here you are.
Well, we love Jeff. Jeff prefers 5 over 8, by the way. It should be noted. I want to do a couple minutes on golf here because we want to get to your football picks. But it's the President's Cup, and a lot of people are going to be unfamiliar with the format. So could you explain briefly the format and the different ways that you have chosen or may not have chosen to bet this?
Yeah, it's not a big betting day for betting week for me when it comes to the PGA, but you know, basically have your international team and you have your United States team, and they go off in pairs. And unfortunately for the international team, partly because of LIV, some of the guys that they would have had are not on this team, which is why you see the United States at minus 700, minus 750, wherever you're seeing it. We see it here, of course, on the screen at minus 700, which is really just not a bettable number. So you've got pairs like, you know, we don't have the pairs yet. I think that comes out, I think, tonight. But you got guys like, you know, JT and Jordan Spieth and some of the dominating American players. And then on the international side, you just don't have much because of some of the guys that are just not allowed to play. So the only way I'm really betting this, because, I mean, in no way would I ever take USA minus 700, and I don't feel confident at all, as variant as golf can be, international team plus 700, certainly not on that. But there's other like little gimmicky things you can play. I mean, day to day, you can make some plays, but I think one thing I might be looking at is top point score. It's really heavily favored to the American side. Guys like Justin Thomas are interesting to me. On the other side, the international side, you're looking for guys who are certainly going to play a lot, who are going to go off in these groupings pretty much every time. Sung Jae-im at 20-1 plus 2,000 certainly makes sense. Tom Kim as just a Hail Mary play at plus 2,500 makes sense. But outside of that, I'm just not super interested in betting this tournament. The Sanderson Farms is next week. That's a regular full field tournament. That's where I'm back in, really betting matchups and outrights and first-round leaders and things like that.
I'm with you, Sia. I'll be back next week really betting golf. Just to follow up on those details, pairings for Thursday's foursomes matches will be selected today, 4 p.m. Eastern time, by the captains. That will be live on Golf Channel if you want to check that out.
All right. You can bet things like top USA score, top international score, top combined score, the exact final score between the two sides. Any which way to bet it, but both of these guys who bet golf very seriously kind of laying low for the most part this week. All right, Football, week 3, National Football League. I shortchanged you. I said you had 4 picks. You actually have 5 you want to talk about, starting with the Commanders and the Eagles. What do you got here?
Yeah, I hate to say it, Gil. You know the camp I'm in week to week, year to year, and it's the Washington Commanders camp, but I just don't see how they hang with the Eagles here. I think the Eagles, and I'm not necessarily basing that off what we saw on national TV week 2 and what we saw week 1. I mean, going into this season, I had one of my biggest picks was the Eagles to win the NFC East. You could have gotten that before week 1. It's still at plus 150, which I thought was a great number, but back in the, you know, in the offseason, it was, you know, plus 180, plus 165, depending on where you got it. I love this Eagles team. Their interior is very good. Obviously, their weapons on the outside are very good. The Eagles are so good on first and second down, but they're particularly good on third down. And we know this Washington defense just can't get off the field. They're particularly bad on third down, just like they were last year. Jack Del Rio hasn't fixed much. This is a big spread. It's a division game. Washington is at home, but I just think the Eagles are too much. And over 4 quarters, I see this thing maybe getting out of hand.
And Jack Del Rio throwing shade at Jamin Davis. And Jamin Davis taking like subtle shots back at him on Twitter and then erasing the tweets. Things are great in Washington already.
This is the, and I hate to call like firings or anything like that, and I truly don't know how firm Jack Del Rio's position is with Washington, but this is the type of matchup at home, division opponent, where if it does get out of hand, which I kind of anticipate, we could start hearing some serious rumblings about some people losing their job. And honestly, again, I'm not really in the business of making this call, but because of how I think this game is going to play out, I could see Jack Del Rio, because he's got some extra baggage too, right?
Yeah.
I could see Jack Del Rio perhaps, getting his walking papers.
Yeah. And if he does, it'll just be a dust up, Sia. It'll just be a dust up. Raiders, Raiders at Titans. What do you think here?
Yeah, this Raiders and Titans is interesting, because I think what we saw from the Titans last week was, wow, they're just really bad. They got absolutely owned, but they got owned by what I think, I was in studio just the other day saying the Bills were going to win the Super Bowl. This is a dominant Bills team. And honestly, I thought the Titans held their own for a quarter or two, and then things kind of got out of hand with some just untimely turnovers, punt return fumbles, things of that nature. I think Titans are still a strong team. I believe in Vrabel. I don't believe in the Las Vegas Raiders in any real regard. I'm not really gonna put a strike against them for how they lost that Arizona game, but just in general, I like how this Titans team is built. I think they're gonna own the line of scrimmage with Derrick Henry in spite of some offensive line issues. Even when Luan went out last week, they still were able to run the ball a little bit until it got out of hand, and then they just abandoned it. So I actually like the Titans in this spot. I think this line is gonna move, to be honest with you.
So you would also, the two games we talked about, you'd also like the Eagles and Titans and teaser legs, I would imagine, as well. You would not scoff at that?
Not only would I not scoff at that, I'm actually playing that. I don't really bet teasers, but I am going to bet them this week, and it's going to be that. It's going to be the Eagles outright, tease it down to minus a half, of course. And then I'm going to get the Titans through a key number at +9. Again, I think this is going to move, so I would go ahead, if you're going to do that, and bet it soon.
Rams are 3.5-point favorites at the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals are awful. I don't think they deserve to win last week. I think they got bailed out by Kyler Murray was good, but it was almost like video game style where he'd snap and he'd back up and he'd run around for 18, 20 seconds. I just don't think that's going to work against the Rams. I think Kyler Murray has been figured out. I think Cliff Kingsbury has been figured out. The Rams' record under Sean McVay against the Arizona Cardinals, both against the spread and just with wins and losses, it's staggering towards Sean McVay. I mean, he's borderline undefeated. I think his record is 10-1-1 against the spread over his tenure against the Cardinals since he's been coaching the Rams. James Conner is injured. I don't think they're going to be able to establish the run. I don't think the Rams have really come out of their shell yet, and I expect them to in this game. I expect them to cover the 3.5 on the road.
84.8 yards on that 2-point conversion. I don't buy it. Somebody break out the tape measure. All right, two more. We got 30 seconds on each of these. We just did that one. Falcons at Seahawks. You are not required to watch this game.
We are not required to watch this game. We're not required to bet on it, but my lean is the Falcons getting points. The Falcons have been pretty good through 2 weeks. The Seahawks are just bad. Fluky win in week one, credit to them to some degree, but I just don't think the Seahawks are any good at home. I'll take another road dog here, the Falcons +2.
All right, and then I peek ahead here. I see, because you gave us a cheat sheet here, I see the Packers and the Bucks. You have a thought on that?
Yeah, this one is a close one. I haven't made this bet yet, but I do think the Packers are the better team right now because the Buccaneers are so banged up the O-line. They're so banged up at the receiver position. Add in the Mike Evans suspension. I don't think they have a lot of outs in this game. I think the Packers have plenty more outs. I think their defense is going to step up in week three.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting. So, in review, Eagles, Titans, Rams, Falcons, Packers from Sia Najad, and not much on the President's Cup, and that's good to know. It's good to know for those who want to dip their toes into golf and might be new, this might not be the week to do so. Thank you, C. Always great to see you. Coming back, Right Angle Sports with a live release next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Attention BetMGM customers, have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when you sign up. My computer went down. Once your friend signs up, basically what happens is you refer a friend. And so it goes like this. You get both of you to earn a $50 bonus when you sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account, click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state that you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement at BetMGM and get a $50 bonus. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued, as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi and Nevada. Somehow we got through that, Kelly. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Bidlin is here as well. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 week ago, it was actually 8 days ago, Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports joined us, and we did a live release on air. Whenever Right Angle Sports does that on any platform, it is, how can I put this, attention-grabbing from all angles, no pun intended, and we decided to run it back because that went swimmingly well. Michael Craig joins us from Right Angle Sports once again. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, Gil. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, thanks for being on. Wyoming plus 17 last week. It moved on air to about 14.5, some 14. That was the point of resistance. Somebody bought it back to 16.5 right before kickoff. Wyoming not only covers, they win it outright. What do you have to say for yourself, Michael?
I wish all of them were that easy. It was pretty much a wire-to-wire cover. Wyoming stopped the option like we hoped they would, and Air Force threw the ball a little better in the second half, but we were able to get there and get the outright win. So it was a nice winner. Wish they were all that simple, though. Wish we looked that good on every release.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, here's how this works. We'll repeat this for everybody. Michael is going to give us a rotation number. He's going to give us a side or total with that rotation number in college football. At that point, you have 30 seconds to add it to your bet slip in your book of choice. Now, here's the thing. Do not bet it yet. Just put it in your bet slip. We'll give you 30 seconds, as I said, to do that. Michael will then either say go or cancel. The reason that Right Angle Sports does it this way is that they've had to sort of adapt through the years. Sportsbooks are very keen observers of what they're doing and when they're doing it, so it keeps the sportsbooks honest. If Michael says go, then it's a bet, and you should go ahead and bet it. But if he says cancel, we will do the process all over again. He'll give the rotation number, side or total, and then again, go or cancel, so on and so forth. No bet will be made until he says the word go. How's that, Michael? That about sums it up?
Perfect. You explained it perfectly, Gil.
All right. Here we go. I was like, one of these times, Michael's going to be like, you know, that was the worst explanation I've ever heard in my life. All right, Michael, let's start this. This could be a go or cancel. What's the rotation number, and what is the play?
326, Middle Tennessee State and Miami, Florida, under 52.5.
All right.
So about 30 to 45 seconds here.
Yeah, we'll give you 30 to 45 seconds. 326, for those who missed what Michael said, 326, Middle Tennessee, Miami, under 52.5. Do not bet it yet. Do not bet it yet, because he could say cancel. Say go or cancel. Put it in your bet slip. Middle Tennessee, Miami, under 52.5. Kelly, you keeping track of the time here?
Yep.
You tell us when we're ready.
26.
28. All right. So Middle Tennessee, Miami, under 52.5. Michael, you're ready to give us the word on this?
I am. This is a cancel.
Cancel. Cancel. Nobody bet it. Cancel. Cancel. Much ado about nothing. All right. Next rotation number.
We got 415, 415, UNLV, Utah State, over 16.5.
All right. 415 is the rotation number. UNLV, Utah State, over 60.5. We'll let everybody take their time to get to that. All right. Everybody taking their time on this. All right, Kelly, keeping track of the time here? Has everybody got it loaded up?
Yeah. About halfway there?
Oh, I'm going to give them more time. Okay. Once again, 415, UNLV, Utah State, over 60.5. Everybody loaded up in the bet slip, but if he says cancel again, then it's a cancel again. We'll do this all over again. This is what makes it so much fun.
All right, I think we're ready, right, Kelly?
We're good.
Kelly.
Let's go on this one. Let's go. Go.
Go, everybody. Go. Go. Go on the over there. Utah State, UNLV, over 60.5. Go. All right. While everybody is doing this, Michael, what is the basis for this wager?
Okay, so this might look a little scary when you look at Utah State's last couple games. They played Weber State last week. They lost 35-7. Prior to that, they lost 55-0 against Alabama. So they've had trouble scoring points last couple weeks. But, you know, the Bama's pretty excusable, right, because it's Bama. Weber State, though, I think people probably wouldn't realize, actually has a very good pass defense. They'd be above average in FBS in terms of pass defense, according to my numbers. So I think that one's a little excusable, at least. The real thing here, though, is UNLV has really improved offensively. They've put up been very good offensively the last few weeks. So looking at last year's numbers, I made this about 60, which is where it's at. But I think this deserved a pretty good adjustment upward due to UNLV's big-time improvement on offense. Utah State's defense, I think, also is significantly worse than last year. So I thought this number should close in the mid-60s. So, you know, that's kind of the reason for the play. That's everything.
Kelly, you monitoring the odds? Where are you seeing this going?
63.5, 64. 64 at a few shops here in Vegas already.
From 60.5 to 64 here, a little 3.5-point move here in the state.
63.5 at DraftKings.
Yeah. And again, some books, we mentioned this last week, but the interesting part about this is not only the books that move it aggressively, but also the books that are slow to move, and then there are books that just take it down. And that's kind of what those books do on a week-to-week basis with these. By the way, I probably should have led with this, Michael, but for those who are landing on the show for the first time and they're like, hey, I wasn't there last week for this. I'm not familiar with Michael Craig and Right Angle Sports. Could you give a little background on Right Angle Sports and what your record is over time?
Yeah, sure. So Right Angle Sports, I don't know exactly how long it's been around, but it's been around at least 20, 25 years, I'd say. Football this year so far, college football, we're 31-19. Last year, 34-19 was the final record in college football. So that's about 63%. In terms of buying the plays, you can go to handicapper.net and buy the plays. We actually split it into phases for college football. So we finished out phase one, so you can actually buy into phase two at this point. We'll only run it a few more weeks. Simply because we do college hoops, that's kind of our main thing. College hoops, we hit, I think it was 58.2% last year across over 300 plays. So we'll quit college football here in a few weeks just to prepare for college basketball and give ourselves full time to be ready for that when that hits.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, we stop early just because we want to be focused on one thing, just to, you know, not, you know, these places that do 10 different sports. I just don't know how in the market nowadays you can originate multiple markets simultaneously. It's just too difficult. But anyhow, so we've got the full service option. We also, I mean, we're more expensive than a lot of other services out there. So we do have a College Football Plus service, which is just $10 a play, and you know, for smaller bettors on Saturday mornings, a college football play will be released. That's actually 3-0 this year so far. We had Iowa first half -13 last week in that. So yeah, you can go to the website and check us out, check the records out, and buy a package if you'd like.
All right, Michael Craig at MJC257 and Right Angle Sports. We should probably give Ed Golden a shout. Right Angle Sports at RAS Picks here. On the Twitter machine. So again, the pick was the UNLV Utah State game, the over in that game, which was given out at 60.5. And Kelly, what are you seeing right now on that?
64, pretty much painted.
64 painted. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it as always. That we hope for similar results.
I agree. Thank you, Gil.
Thank you,
Mike. As always.
Michael Craig, everybody. For those of us who have been betting for most of our lives, Michael, very familiar to us. Greatest dude in the world, and so and knows his stuff, and that stuff about college basketball that he's talking about, as great as they are at college football, college basketball is really what they're known for.
Yep. And I completely agree with everything that he just said about, hey, if you're going to do this right in today's you know, sports betting marketplace, like, you got to be focusing all your time basically on one thing.
It is why you focus on golf. It is why I focus on tennis. And the notion that you can do like five sports well, or even three sports well, just this, it can't, unless you're superhuman.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody out there is. Not here, though. We appreciate it again from Michael Craig, everybody, and let's get that home. Coming back with our own Mike Pritchard. Mike Pritchard to talk National Football League with us, and then we'll hear from Will Hill and Jason Weingarten, both baseball and football. Settle on in. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.